Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. However, tonight, you'll have to do it via Skype. I've been talking about it over the last few shows that we're going to do a little experimental radio here this evening. It's important to change things up a little bit every now and then. And we've never done a Skype-only show. There have been times where a set of phone lines has been out because of technical difficulties. Our network studios, for instance, are in Minnesota, and every now and then the phone lines go down. But in that case,
that's not the case today.
That's not the case today. But also in that case, we always have phone lines here in our studio as well. So it's almost never. In fact, it has never happened to where GCN, our network's lines, and our lines have gone down. So we've always had a phone option on Free Talk Live. At least certainly in recent years.
Not always a toll-free number, but most people seem to have, you don't hear people talking about long distance as much as they did maybe 20 years ago.
Right. So tonight we're going to do things a little differently. I'm sure I'll probably at some point accidentally give the phone lines out. I have requested my co-hosts to give me a verbal lashing at that time if I do it. So I need to just give out the Skype username because that's the only way you'll be able to connect with the show tonight. Skype username is lrn.fm. Ian and Mark are in the studio as normal, and our third co-host is usually Derek J. He, however, is in San Francisco on what is likely a super
gay. With flowers in his hair.
Yeah, a super gay vacation for Derek. So, please, we have Renee Kate with us here tonight. Welcome.
Oh, hey.
So, Renee is the host of, one of the hosts of Seditious Sirens, which is a filthy show as far as the language that comes out of her mouth on LRN.FM. She will not be able to use any of those words.
I know.
Many of them here tonight. So
get that dump button up.
Yeah, it'll be very challenging for Renee. So coming up, we'll talk about senior citizens and the crackdown that's happening on them in Indiana. Apparently, some elderly folks have been playing euchre. And this is a card game from the 1860s. And there's some level of money involved in this euchre. At least in this case, there are prizes. And the police don't like that very much. So we'll talk about the crackdown that's happening there. Plus, one general says, Mark, you've got this story. One general says that drones create terrorists. And another general is saying that people who are disloyal to the United States, within the United States, should be locked up in camps. We got the audio of that.
Yeah, we have it's an evening of sort of articles that give people that shouldn't be getting the kind of attention that they do all kinds of extra attention. I mean, what do I care what a general says? But
this one general, at least, that is saying lock people up in camps, said that on national television.
Yeah. As well, the other general, when he says that drones, he's a former Defense Intelligence Agency general, and when he says that drones create more terrorism, I think he has more weight. What a general has to say about civilians' patriotism, well, frankly, he can kiss my butt.
All right, we'll get into all that. Of course, if you want to comment, jump in here at the Skype username. I've got to stop myself from the phone number. Skype username, lrn.fm. The thing you have to do is send a contact request first. We'll approve it. You'll be good to go to call us from that point forward. So let's jump into the story because we teased this last night. Senior citizens under attack in Indiana. The story from thestarpress.com. Where 2 or 3 days a week, 88-year-old Berelda is her name, Berelda, B-E-R-Y-L-D-A, Berelda Wilson and her friends get together to play euchre. Now, I got to say, I have never played euchre. Have either of you ever had an experience with this game?
Never heard of it.
I've heard of it, and I know people play it, but I think it's a Trump-based game. I just don't know anything.
I looked briefly at it on Wikipedia. It has to do with tricks. Some sort of trick-based game. I'm not sure what that means. Normally, the word trick is associated with prostitution.
No, it's usually associated with card games. It's just that you live in a real weird world.
So, apparently, according to the story here at the Star Press, because these elderly folks pay a couple of bucks to play the game, and they take home prizes like packs of cookies or toilet paper.
Well, that's crazy. Crazy talk.
Right.
They are breaking Indiana law, and they must be stopped. Mm. Now, I added those last few words in, but they are breaking Indiana law. And the story says state officials have ordered an end to the illegal gambling. The Indiana Gaming Commission last week contacted officials of the Senior Center, where the most common regular activities besides euchre include bridge, that's also a card game, and line dancing, and told them the pay-for-play must stop. Senior Center officials scrambled to comply and notified the 50 or so euchre players that the days of Vegas on West 8th Street were over. Center officials are worried about the potential loss of rent from the euchre players, but players like Wilson and her daughter are left shaking their heads. Her daughter says, quote, it gives them some excitement, unquote. In other words, Wilson and her fellow euchre players aren't in it for the canned peaches that have been offered as prizes. The law is the law, however, says the article, and Indiana law says...
It sounds like joke prizes. I mean, we're talking about toilet paper and canned peaches here?
Well, who doesn't need toilet paper and canned peaches? Well, these are important prizes.
Just about everybody needs toilet paper. Canned peaches, you can go either way on those, man.
Yeah, that's true. Indiana law
I got
says,
them. I just feed them to the pigs.
Card games like poker and euchre are considered gambling if played for money. Delaware County Prosecutor Jeffrey Arnold said that... This is a real story. This is actually happening. Said that he was unaware of the Gaming Commission's contact with the Senior Center, saying that I haven't heard a thing about this. I hope there's a way they can get the proper license to continue to play. Now, in some states, you can have like a charitable gambling thing. Like here in New Hampshire, I mean, obviously in other states it's
bingo,
legal
right?
to have gambling, but here in New Hampshire they have card rooms where you can go and get dealt a hand of poker and actually play for money. But like half of the winnings, I believe, goes to some sort of charity. I've never been to one of these poker rooms, but I know a number of people who have attended them. And that's my understanding of how it works. But each one of these rooms essentially is, I don't know if it's run as a nonprofit, but it might be. At the very least, they are benefiting a nonprofit, typically,
okay.
with the benefits from the game. So maybe that's what the cop is suggesting here, or rather the county prosecutor is suggesting that they should get one of these charitable permits or something like that. He says, I don't consider that to be real egregious when asked about the euchre games. This is the prosecutor again. For a couple of decades now, local senior citizens have been playing bingo and cards at the center. The former Forest Park School senior director Judy Elton said the center's former classrooms and other spaces are home to a church. There's a baker who uses their kitchen equipment, yoga and line dancing devotees, as well as the senior card players. Now, do you think that these elderly folks are just going to give it up, or is euchre going to go into the underground at the senior center?
Well, I hope not.
You hope that it won't go underground, or do you hope that it will?
I hope that it will go underground. When you're above a certain age, you tend to be stuck in your ways, so to say. So hopefully they just continue to do whatever they want.
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, I wonder how many of these people were around during Prohibition.
Well, the Senior Center, it may be a, it's like a quasi-governmental agency, isn't it? I mean, the expectation is that people...
yeah, that's a good point. It might be.
So I'm suspecting that the folks that run it are the ones that you're going to have to watch out for on this. I think that the people that go there are liable to say, yeah, whatever, put me away, copper.
Well, that is true, because it does point out here that they are worried about, the administrators are worried about losing the card players as far as, if they can't play euchre for a little bit of money or whatever, these canned peaches, that they won't come back to the senior center. And that's certainly possible. I mean, they could go and play card games at one of their assisted living facilities or their homes or wherever
they live. Yeah, I would think that would be the case. That'd be my first thought. Well, the euchre game will be at my place. Anybody can come over.
For a facility with only 2 full-time employees, the center sees a few thousand people come through its doors in a month. Not all of those users are of the same law-breaking bent as the euchre players. The way euchre works at the senior center is simple. Players pay $2.50 to play. About $1 of that goes to the center. And the euchre club gives us a part of what they take in, says the executive director.
And they give a part.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's usually about $30 for a 3-hour session. We're not talking about a great deal of money here.
No, we sure aren't.
She was surprised to be contacted by the Indiana Gaming Commission on July 13th.
Because it's stupid.
Saying that someone called the state and was concerned if you want to pay to, or if you pay to play and win prizes, that's considered gambling. We thought that that only applied to cash prizes. That's why they had the peaches and things like that. So if you actually support the crackdown on these people, because apparently the Indiana Gaming Commission does, I would love to hear from you, but you gotta call us on Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. Coming up, generals have very different things to say about terrorism. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here via Skype. Skype is username lrn.fm. That allows you to connect with us here tonight. We're not doing toll-free lines tonight, just as an experiment. and we've already got a Skype call on the line. So we'll get into
that. Why do you hate phones, Ian?
Here in a moment. I just, you know, the phones are less than desirable to me, and I want to see if we can hold a show together with Skype. I think it'll be fine, given that, you know, sometimes we don't have any calls anyway. So here we... sorry about that. We got Renee with us here.
Yeah. Wait, are you considering actually taking away the phone?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay,
no.
I was going
to
say.
But I want the network to, I want to work with the network and try to improve the quality of those phone lines, because I've been frustrated.
He is, yeah, he's really picky about sound quality, and the phones just don't make him happy. So this is, I don't know what this is other than it's just an idea.
Okay.
I will not be for getting rid of the phone.
Because there's a phone in your logo, crying out loud.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, it's not a Skype
logo. Hey, it's just one night. We're just experimenting.
We still have phones in
the logo. It's fun to experiment. Yes, at freetalklive.com. You can go see our logo anytime, Mark. Go check that out.
Oh, that one, yeah.
All right. So,
do you remember the old one with the guy screaming in the phone?
Yeah, that's an old logo. So anyway, by the way, welcome to Forks Talk, KBDB HD3 on 96.7. We're actually on an HD-only channel in Forks, Washington. So
sweet.
Welcome aboard. If you are listening to us there, then you have to have an HD radio, which not very many people have. So it's an elite group of listeners in Forks. Welcome aboard. We're live, by the way, every single night, weeknights. So we are actually the afternoon drive show in Forks, Washington, which is right up the very, like, almost the most northwestern city, if you want to even call it that, town, the northwestern town in the United States, basically.
So we're hitting, like, Vancouver and stuff, too?
Not quite. There's, like, Victoria, which is to the slight west of Vancouver. Okay. So, yeah. So join us here. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and let's go right into your calls and thoughts. First, Benjamin is on the line in California. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Renee, and Mark.
Good evening. I am happy to be part of this Skype experiment. I think it's a good idea.
Okay, great.
The other day, Ian, you offhandedly mentioned you guys were talking about government spying on people, and you mentioned something about didn't the KGB used to do that to people? And I wanted to recommend my favorite foreign film, which is called The Lies of Others. And it actually is dealing with East Germany in the 80s. It wasn't that long ago, because in Germany, they actually did this. There was a group called the Stasi. They were the secret police, and they monitored people and collected their information and just did all sorts of horrible, awful things. And I just think it'd be a good thing for people to watch and go, oh, yeah, that wasn't that long ago. And it was in a Western country. It wasn't, some weird place that was doing this.
I don't know if East Germany is really considered the West. I think that that's, like, the start of the East.
Sure. Either way, it wasn't some podunk weird country somewhere. It was
a big wall up. I mean, they're pretty weird. But I think that your point is correct, that the United States is beginning to look more and more like, sadly, like East Germany. I don't think anybody wants to admit it, but, you know, that air flight, it seems like every airplane flight takes off from East Berlin. You know, you got to get the blue glove love, you got to get checked, you know, you got to talk to their little chatty TSA agent officer there, and then, yeah, I mean, it ain't so great.
So I would just highly recommend people watch that. I think it's a fantastic film.
One more time, the name was what?
It's called The Lives of Others.
The Lives of Others, and it's a foreign film?
So it's a subtitles? Foreign film. Yeah, there's subtitles, but... Yeah.
Excellent.
If you can't handle subtitles, I guess don't watch it. I think it's an important enough film, and it's really good.
All right. Thanks for the recommendation. What else do you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
The other thing was, you guys have two advertisers, and I think they both pair well together, and I'd like to recommend how people could use them, and that is... go and buy $40 of Bitcoin using ExpressCoin. Just $40.
Because there's no transfer fee when you use code FTL on up to $40.
Yeah. Just get $40. It's not a lot. You're not going to break the bank, hopefully, for that. And then use that $40 to make a couple of small purchases on Purse.io. I know I started using it a couple months ago before they were an advertiser. And I was like, I don't know how it's going to work. And so I just made some small purchases of, like, books just to kind of test it out. And it worked beautifully. It was fantastic. And PERS has a little bit of a kind of a reputation system kind of thing built in. I'm not exactly sure how that works.
It's just a smiley face and a frowny face or like a mid face. So you can rate people.
And they give you rankings or whatever.
Yeah.
And so if you just make a couple small purchases just to give it a taste, and then that builds your reputation. You can see how it works. So anyways, my recommendation is buy $40 in Bitcoin and then make a couple of small purchases on purse.io.
What you want to do is use purse.freetalklive.com, because if you go to purse.freetalklive.com, then a very small portion of each purchase will go towards Free Talk Live. So if you don't sign up under that, then that won't happen.
The purse keeps it.
Yeah, please go to purse.freetalklive.com.
Did you buy something doing it this way? And what was the savings you got?
Oh, I just made a couple small purchases. They were just books, so I've only saved a few dollars.
But what was the percentage that you got off?
Oh, I saved, 20%.
That's pretty good.
Something like that.
Even a small item, that all adds up over time. And it makes
That's why
a
I say
difference.
This is a raise. You can buy just about everything you need in life through Amazon. And when you start using the method that Benjamin's just outlined here, you can begin, it's like getting a small raise in your life.
Yeah, it's a killer app for Bitcoin. Thanks for the recommendation tonight, Benjamin. Appreciate hearing from you. And once again, go to purse.freetalklive.com. 20%, 25%, 29% is what I got off of these headphones that I'm wearing here in the studio. All because I'm paying with Bitcoin through purse.freetalklive.com. So Mark was shouting at me during the break, and he's wondering if he wanted to know if we could talk about this on the air. I said, sure, if you want to talk about this on the air, that's fine. He's upset that I had not informed him in advance that Chris Cantwell was going to be on the show.
Oh, boy. Grab your popcorn, kids.
Yeah. I had told you on actually 2 months in advance that Chris Cantwell was going to be subbing for you, because you gave me a lot of notice that you were attending a awards ceremony last night. You were actually there with Daryl, and Dr. Mary Ruart spoke, and we're actually going to have her on the show, hopefully as a guest here within about a week.
Right. I emceed the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's Liberty Dinner, and it was a great event. And you may or may not have informed me that Cantwell was going to sit in for me, but in the meantime, right,
yeah.
Like there was an incident where, there was, Cantwell posted some things on his Twitter that, like radio talk show hosts get fired over. And I was concerned for the well-being of Free Talk Live. So I said that, I said, I'm not going to come in if you have Cantwell on.
Right. And so we agreed to indefinitely suspend him.
That's correct.
And I decided to end that indefinite suspension without consulting you first.
And I think I'm at this point looking at the reaction on the Facebook page, I'm not going to have a particular problem with your decision to unsuspend him. Okay.
Well, that's good, because forgiveness is important, as Cantwell and I discussed last night. And Chris is not a bad guy. And
I didn't get to hear the show, so I mean, I couldn't speak to it entirely, what you said. I was busy doing emceeing and that sort of thing. And that's not my problem. My problem is you choosing to go behind your business partner's back and
having a surprise party is not going behind someone's back. We're going to come back
with more
here. Surprise
parties are good, and quit
this
acting.
This was good. It was good radio. 855 453. Oh, you're right. Thank you. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. No phone lines tonight.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty Health Share, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty Health Share. Together, we are one.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
A paid Skype account, but you really don't have to. It doesn't increase your call quality, at least that I know of. So you can join us here. Skype username is lrn.fm. And as Benjamin called in the last segment, ExpressCoin is really a great choice for getting Bitcoin, as well as Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And as was pointed out, you can save on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency by paying no transfer fee when you use code FTL. Now, if you go above $40, then it's just a mere 3%, which is really a great deal for getting Bitcoin. And once again, ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone, whether in the U.S. or Canada. That's ExpressCoin.com. Go there and get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. And once again, it's ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Renee.
And Mark.
And Renee here, courtesy of the Seditious Sirens. You guys have a Facebook page, right, Renee?
Yep.
Is there a website yet? Not yet, right?
Well, we're working on it.
Working real hard, I bet.
They don't call me Renee late for nothing.
You know, at least you own it, and I appreciate that. So, Seditious Sirens, look for them on Facebook. Hit the like button.
Yeah, or you could go to seditioussirens.com, which will bring you to our Facebook page.
It's like 2 hours of complaining every single week.
Well, when I do it with Cody O'Connor, because Anne is taking a break right now, it is 2 hours of complaining. But I mean, otherwise, it's 2 hours of pure bliss and sexiness. It's
so
wonderful.
Yeah, check them out. All right, so our toll-free number. Our contact method tonight is Skype. Username is lrn.fm. Mark, would you like to continue haranguing me for not giving you notice about the programming decision?
Do it.
It's not my intention to harangue you. Okay. It's my intention to drive home a point.
You want me to feel bad? I have felt bad. I mean, I knew that a little. I do. I feel a little bad that Mark got so upset about it.
Oh,
I mean, it was just a
that's
little
the
tease.
Point. My God, no. Okay, if this is you teasing me, you need to learn how to properly tease people. And so I'm attempting to have a little intervention with you.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like you're standing there smiling right now.
Really, I wanted to screw with you a little bit. I mean, that's
smug.
What
right.
He is smug.
Right, so this is it. This is what it comes down to. He can't find a joke as good as King Mark the First, right? Like I've got this whole King
that's
Mark the First
funny.
Thing going on. And it bothers him. He's like a king, but I'm a voluntarist.
Really
no kings
me.
Here. And so he's trying
it
to come up
funny,
with something funny.
But not that funny.
Right. He's trying to come up with something funny, and this is his idea of a joke. And
it's a little prank, that's all. I mean,
I don't, you know. No.
There has to be a victim of a prank.
Yeah, I agree. There do have to be victims of pranks. Not funny.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Unacceptable joke.
All right, well, it's done. And it's over.
So, yeah. So I think people are probably wondering if Cantwell's going to be back on a regular basis.
No, I would say it would be an irregular basis at this point. So
that's too bad.
He was in filling in. Well, we've already found Taryn Lupo, who's taken over this Wednesday show, and he's great. And Conan is on Tuesday nights, and he's been doing great, too. So it wouldn't be right for me to go in there and boot either of those two gentlemen out and make room for Chris. That doesn't make sense.
Disappointment.
So patience. You'll probably hear from him again. And if you didn't hear the episode, I really want to recommend to anybody out there who's griping about this, like, oh, I hate Christopher Cantwell. Well, please, have a listen to last night's show. I think it really shows that Chris Cantwell is a person who can grow as a person, as a human being. It shows that he is intellectually honest as well. You know, he had a position about the police, and then his experiences that he's had here in Keene, New Hampshire, very much like my experience, his experiences he's had with the police so far have changed and have shifted his paradigm of the police and how he approaches them and how he interacts with them. I mean, who would have thought? Think about the Chris Cantwell that you knew maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Who would have thought that Chris Cantwell would have sat down with the police chief for breakfast and had an hour-long conversation?
Doesn't seem like it.
Who would have thought that Chris Cantwell would be exchanging friendly, cordial emails with different members of the Keene Police Department, having conversations with them like human beings? Please, who really would have assigned that behavior to the Chris Cantwell of 2 or 3 years ago?
Well, Cantwell's changed a lot. It's not his associations that have changed. Well, it has been, but as a whole person, he's changed.
I think so, and I think he's changed for the better. And I think that there are people who see the character of Chris Cantwell that they know from past things that he's done and said, and they presume that, well, that's how he'll always be. Well, no, he's a human being just like the rest of us, and just like the rest of us, we're all on a path of hopefully improvement and evolution of ourselves becoming better people. And I've seen that in Chris, and I've seen it in ways that are inspirational, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree, and I think that, you know, Cantwell in real life is much better than sort of Cantwell on the Internet.
Even Cantwell on the Internet has it, you know, he's written about his experiences with the Keene Police and has said positive things, and much to the chagrin of some of his more angry listeners, right? Like, you traitor! You know, he's getting all kinds of grief from these people. Of course, he's used to getting grief from people, so he's totally comfortable being himself, I think.
And, I guess the one thing I would say regarding this is that it seems to me that Cantwell, his intention appears to be that he wants to kind of shore up the libertarian base. He wants to make sure that people in the liberty movement think the right things. And Free Talk Live's mission is not that. Free Talk Live's mission is to go out and find new people to bring to the liberty movement and to make essentially a bigger, a bigger umbrella to bring people into the umbrella, understanding that there's many different ways to believe when you believe in the ideas of liberty. Cantwell's message seems to be very much, there's one way to believe when you believe in the ideas of liberty, and that is, you know, this way, this way, this way, and this way.
And that's fine. You know, he can have his message, and when he's here on Free Talk Live, he can represent his viewpoint, and he can be called out on the carpet because of that, in the same way that you could call him out at Keenvention when he's speaking, which he'll be doing this year at keenvention.info. We can tell you more about that a little bit later. But I'm glad that you guys have seen the shift in Chris as well, and I think it's been... it's kind of what I'd hoped would happen for him, because I think that it's inevitable. I think that when you come to a place like Keene, New Hampshire, where there are only 40 police, 40 uniformed cops, there's a few other office staff, but there's only 40 cops, and you go out and you do activism, you're going to encounter those police at some point, and you're going to likely have some kind of conversation with them, and it's going to be surprisingly good compared to what you might have expected. You know, in his case, one of the big shifting events for him was when he drew his gun on some drunk, dangerous people that were intending to attack him and probably hurt him on Main Street in Keene. And when the police arrived, he didn't get shot by them. And in fact, they actually treated him with respect and courtesy. And for him, that was actually an interesting situation for Chris for two reasons. One, it helped shift his paradigm on the police, like that these guys aren't necessarily evil people. Two, it changed his paradigm on drawing a gun on somebody. Because in the gun circles, and, you know, I've used firearms a number of times, but in the gun circles, there's a saying that goes, if you don't pull a gun on somebody unless you intend to pull the trigger.
See, I intend to pull the trigger, I believe.
Unless you're going to, or whatever. I'm not sure what the exact saying is.
Right.
But like,
I think that there's two sayings here. Two completely different sayings. Don't pull a gun unless you're going to use it.
Yeah.
Don't pull a gun unless you are prepared to use it.
There are different variants on that, I think, that are out there. But there's a common view that if you're going to pull a gun, you're supposed to shoot the person you're pulling the gun on. Okay, that's the common concept. And that incident with Chris having three or four people coming at him and having to pull his gun and ultimately not firing it. You know, he did have his finger on the trigger. It was a revolver, so he would have had to pull it back a little bit to make it fire. Because if you know semi-auto, if you even touch a trigger of those guns, it's going to fire.
Mm-hmm.
So had it been a semi-auto and he touched it like that, it would have fired. But he had just sort of pulled it back slightly, preparing to fire if necessary. But he didn't, and it really made him question, you know, everything that he believed about pulling a gun on somebody, because that's never happened to him before. And so it's the difference between the theory and the reality of him being able to empathize. I know Chris Cantwell can empathize. Him being able to empathize with the drunk guy, the guys who are coming at him, and being able to put himself in their shoes.
I can empathize with them staring down the barrel of that little .38. I bet they just they just stopped right where they were.
They didn't. Actually, they kept coming. You didn't see the video?
Well,
there's more coming up here in moments. Our username on Skype, if you want to comment, username is lrn.fm. So again, I highly recommend last night's episode. We'll continue this one in moments.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. We're talking about how people evolve over time. At least, hopefully, that's the intention. That's certainly something that I believe happens with folks as we learn and we experience things in life. We evolve as into better, what I think hopefully will be better people. And that's kind of what we're talking about with Chris Cantwell, or that's what I was talking with Chris about last night on the show. And just basically recapping for those of you who weren't tuned in to our Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Renee.
And King Mark the First.
Well, so you can join us on Skype tonight. We're cutting off phone lines tonight. There's no phone line access. You can call Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. And so that's why I think that, you know, people, I understand why libertarians like to ostracize. That's what they believe in. They believe in ostracism, right? Like, if you don't like somebody or they're bad or whatever, then you should ostracize them. And I don't disagree that ostracism should be a tool in your belt. But I don't think that it should be the first tool, unless somebody's done something absolutely horrifying that for some reason is unforgivable. I think people deserve some forgiveness and some second chances if they, you know, are generally good folks and you care about them.
And they're right? Contrite for what mm-hmm. they did?
Yeah, sure. So I think that's important. Although, all that said, Mark, I think that it's important to forgive people even if they're not contrite, because to hold a grudge is bad for you on your inside. Hate only hurts the hater.
Can you expect somebody to do something different? I'm not saying not forgive, but I mean, like, yeah, there's a difference. Okay, so forgiveness has
you don't have
many,
to forget about it.
Yeah, forgiveness has many shades, and I would say that forgiveness is mainly for the forgiver.
Right? I totally agree.
Yeah,
which is why I say that other person doesn't have to necessarily be contrite,
right,
in order to receive.
I would concur with you on
right.
that. But if you, for instance, you know, forgive somebody for doing something that they're not sorry for doing, and then you continue to sort of do business with them,
be
around them,
yeah,
then you can expect the same stuff that got you
absolutely.
Into the situation at the first time.
You don't want to keep letting the heroin addict into your jewelry compartment at, you know, in the bathroom where you keep your jewelry or something like
yeah.
that, right? Like, you know, you can still love the heroin addict, but you don't have to allow them access to your valuables. So there's a difference between forgiveness and forgetting who that person currently is at the moment. But who the person is at the moment isn't necessarily the same person that that person was a year ago or a few years ago or whatever. And in the case of Chris Cantwell, I believe that that's the case. So if you want to hear more about his experience, then I would recommend listening to last night's show. And, of course, you can go to his blog, ChristopherCantwell.com. We continue here. We were talking earlier about the state cracking down in Indiana on these poor elderly folks just trying to enjoy a game of euchre. And I got to say, I'm not surprised who in their right mind would call in to defend the police on this. Now, I guess technically it's not the police. It's the Indiana Gaming Commission. But I bet you they have their own enforcement arm, the Gaming Commission, sort of like the...
I'll bet they do, too.
The tax man here in New Hampshire. I know there's not that many taxes here, but there was the incident with the sales tax people that were coming to the food tax, I guess, because there's no technical sales tax. There's a food... prepared food stacks that came and targeted the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. There was an enforcer who was with one of the bureaucrats there. And so they do absolutely have police who can enforce this. In this case, what they did was the Gaming Commission came after the Senior Center. And the Senior Center, of course, they don't want to risk anybody getting arrested. And they are likely a government-operated organization in the first place. So they went ahead and decided to shut down any kind of card playing for prizes. Because apparently if you play cards, in this case euchre, if you play that game and you give somebody a $2 pack of canned peaches, I think was one of the prizes, that's illegal in Indiana. And that could get you arrested for doing that.
Cans of peaches cost $2?
I have no idea.
Okay. I would doubt that.
So if you want to share your thoughts here, we're at Skype username lrn.fm. I highly doubt we'll be digging up anyone who will actually take the side of the Indiana Gaming Commission, but I would love to hear from someone like that. Mark, you wanted to share with us a story about a general. This is a little bit of good news. One of the retired generals who has come out and said that drone strikes actually create terrorists.
Yeah, this is coming from firstlook.org.
That's Glenn Greenwald's site, right?
Yeah, That indeed it is. Retired Army General Mike Flynn, a top intelligence official in the post 9/11 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, says in a forthcoming interview on Al Jazeera English that the drone war is creating more terrorists than it's killing. He also asserts that the U.S. invasion of Iraq helped create the Islamic State and that U.S. soldiers involved in torturing detainees need to be held legally accountable for their actions. Sounds like this guy hates America.
He's a general.
Yeah, this general with the Department of Defense Intelligence Agency,
mm-hmm.
who, so maybe he knows a little more than, say, I don't know, Sean Hannity, right?
Yeah.
who might claim that if you say that the drones are creating more terrorists than they're killing,
you hate
say,
America.
You're part of the hate America first crowd. Now, I don't really... I like America in the sense of I believe that this is a very special piece of land. The United States is positioned in such a way between countries that makes it extraordinarily safe, that in that way we are abundantly blessed. But the United States, I reserve that term to mean the government. I believe the United States is an the United States of America is the name of an organization of politicians and bureaucrats that claim to have dominion over us all. Now, politician, I believe that term is synonymous with liar and thief. If you disagree with this, that you don't think that, I don't know, 75% of politicians are a bunch of, sociopathic liars and thieves, please call in.
Would love to hear from you.
Username lrn.fm on Skype. But that's how I see it. So, no, am I a hate the United States first crowd? No, I'm not really for any organization that claims a monopoly privilege over a given landmass. That's what a state is. A state is an organization that claims dominion, claims a monopoly on violence in a given landmass. So, there you go. Do I hate America first? No, I just dislike this organizational model.
So he's saying drones cause more terrorists. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like to be, going to work and these death machines are flying in the skies and actually bombing people? I mean,
it's really going to kill productivity, isn't it?
Horrifying.
Besides your children, productivity is going to be shot too.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't really want to go to work, but you still have to go to work, right? So, you know, you have to keep doing something.
And
so.
Let's be sure to talk about how these people are stuck in the Stone Age, too. You know, we'll just demean them because...
We're talking about Afghanistan?
Yeah, all that stuff over there. People say that the Middle East is, you know, this is the problems and whatever. You know, there's places in the Middle East that look pretty nice. Baghdad looked pretty good. Kabul looked pretty good at one point in its history. Yeah, that wasn't recent history, but you can't claim the United States hasn't had any kind of... role there. So, also, he's claiming that the invasion of Iraq helped create the Islamic State, which I think is an undeniable statement. Would the Islamic State exist today if the invasion of Iraq had not occurred? And you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to put a pretty complex possible future together, possible alternate history together to claim otherwise.
Well, you know, before the Islamic State, of course, Al-Qaeda was the big boogeyman, right? That was the one that was right before the Islamic State. And I guess some would say that Al-Qaeda hasn't gone away. It's just, you know...
Not as important as the Islamic State today.
And right. And you never saw Al-Qaeda, as bad as they supposedly were, you never saw Al-Qaeda releasing videos of children slitting people's throats. That one happened recently. I don't know if y'all saw that. Did you guys see that one?
How young was this?
Maybe 10.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 10. So that was after they released a video of, like, 30 or 40 prisoners. I think they might have been Syrian. I don't have the story in front of me. But prisoners of war, essentially, against the Islamic State. They had these prisoners, and they had a youth, probably aged 8 to 12 or something like that. About 30 or 40 youth standing behind, one behind each of the prisoners, and then it was it was actually held in sort of an amphitheater, so there was actually a crowd of people there to watch this execution.
Cub Scouts, their version of Cub Scouts.
There was a crowd of people watching this execution, and they all, you know, simultaneously, when given the order to fire, shot the person who was the prisoner, and they mass murdered dozens of human beings, children.
Wow.
That. And so that video came out before the more recent one, the most recent one, where the approximately 10-year-old is instructed to slice the head off of a man. And that actually happened. I didn't see the video. I saw some still frames from it. The video on Heavy.com had been pulled down, apparently, that they had linked to, and I haven't looked further for it.
Nobody wants to see this stuff.
Most people do not want
to be seen.
That.
Yeah.
But it's horrifying. And Al-Qaeda wasn't doing that, right?
No, they weren't.
Yeah. So look what you got now because of the aggression of the United States military. We'll continue here in moments.
It's not just the military. It's the politicians who ordered them there, right?
I see someone on the phone lines. I'm going to instruct our board operator to give that person instructions as to how to call on Skype because we're doing experimental radio tonight. It's Skype only. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And by the way, Skype's wide open, so feel free to join us here. Hour 2's coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night? Your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.